You think, I want to do this before my hips go.
Midlife relaunch.
It's now or never, really.
On Monday morning at 11 o'clock on BBC Radio 4.
Well, this is BBC Radio 3, and it's just gone 3 o'clock in time now for World Roots. And in his second report from Argentina, as it celebrates the 200th anniversary of its foundation, Banning Air heads out of the city.
Señores pasajeros, tengan ustedes muy buenas tardes. Les habla el comandante del vuelo.
We've left Buenos Aires with its heady mix of tango, traffic, and ice cream, and are heading north. As the plane climbs over the city, you realize how vast it is, a sprawling grid of tree-lined streets, plazas, and parks, a city planned in a turn-of-the-century European style. But as huge as Buenos Aires seems, it pales in comparison with the enormous landscape that surrounds it. The city suddenly ends in an expanse of countryside, fringed on one side by the delta where the Parana and Uruguay rivers meet the sea in a swirl of ruddy brown water, and stretching back as far as the eye can see, the flat, rugged pampas, home of the gauchos and the grazing land for those famed Argentine cows. Buenos Aires feels distinctly European at times. Its inhabitants are torn between their distant European heritage and their position in Latin America. But where we're headed, some 1,400 kilometers to the northwest of the capital, it's the Cordillera de los Andes, the mighty range of mountains that forms the spine of this continent, that casts the longest shadow. Provinces of Salta and Jujuy are bordered by Bolivia in the north and Chile in the west. They share a distinct musical culture, mixing the legacy of Spanish colonialism, which came from the northern settlements of Alto Peru in the late 16th century, with music of the indigenous Andean peoples. We've just come off the airplane in Jujuy, and already you can feel the air is different. It's a little cooler, it's more humid, there's a lot of green around. You can feel that it might rain even. And we're entering the airport now, and we're going to meet Tomas Lipan, who will be our guide here in the northwest. We can see Tomas through the glass, and it's obvious right away that he's a local celebrity. Everyone's coming up to shake his hands, give him a kiss, have their picture taken with him. I think we're in for a treat here. Tomás, mucho gusto en conocerlo.
Encantado, mucho gusto. Encantadísimo. Tomás Ríos, mi nombre. Tomás Lipán, mi seudónimo artístico. Ajá. Bienvenidos a Jujuy. Bienvenidos a Jujuy.
Muchas gracias. Ah. Mucho gusto.
Camino a la Puna me voy muy solito, solito, muy triste, yo voy a llegar. Pero en Purmamarca se queda mi alma, llorando en amores con este cantar. Pero en Purmamarca se queda mi alma, llorando en amores con este cantar. Hay cerros hermosos de multicolores, bañados de luna de algún carnaval. Son serpentinas que envuelven el aire de alguna cholita de alegre bailar. Son serpentinas que envuelven el aire de alguna cholita de alegre bailar. Purmamarca linda, donde sueña mi corazón. Y en la noche de alegres cantares, envuelto en tus coplas, yo siempre he de estar. Y en la noche de alegres cantares, envuelto en tus coplas, yo siempre he de estar. Thank you. aquella alegría del río me cuenta que viene hasta el cerro alegre a cantar. Cántame mi purma marqueña, que quiero en tus sueños solito yo estar. Cántame mi purma marqueña, que quiero en tus sueños solito yo estar. Junto a tus cerros mi purma marqueña, ay, quien pudiera soñar. Más se funde en colores, se quema en amores y aquel carnaval. Mi alma se funde en colores, se quema en amores y aquel carnaval. Purma marca linda, donde sueña mi corazón. Y en las noches de alegres cantares, envuelto en tus coplas, yo siempre he de estar. Y en las noches de alegre cantar, envuelto en tus coplas, yo siempre he de estar.
We've come with Tomás from the airport. We've driven far into the foothills of the Andes Mountains, into the Humahuaca Canyon, to the town of Purmamarca. And just nearby is the Cerro de Siete Colores, the Hill of Seven Colors. And it's just beautiful. Red, yellow, orange, gray, brown, rugged, dry canyon country. And Tomás, if I understand correctly, Purmamarca is the home of your family. You were born here. And the song that you began with is about this town. It's about Purmamarca.
Sí, Purmamarca. It's samba.
It is a samba by Huejo Meaja, a man from La Quiaca. It's dedicated to a woman from Purmamarca and also talks about the landscape, the colors, and the beauty of the town.
So, Tomás, your family goes back way, way back in the history of this area, before the Spanish or any Europeans came. Tell us a little bit about the indigenous people of this region.
Yo no soy un estudioso de cómo es.
According to the scholars, we belong to the Aymara race, the Inca Empire that was settled in Peru, then dominated all these lands. I'm not certain about this, so when they ask me, are you an Inca? Are you a Coya? Are you an Aymara? I say, I'm from Purmamarca. I belong to the Humahuacas.
Tomás, this amazing music you're playing for us here is a mixture of all these things, isn't it? It's a mixture of the indigenous and some European elements too, isn't that right?
Creo que es traído medio.
I guess that it was indigenous, but mixed with the African slaves that came to the region. I think it is maybe Afro-American. There is also the Spanish influence. The coplas, for instance, have a Spanish origin. During the Spanish conquest since 1492, when the Spaniards came here, they destroyed everything, the language, the way of dressing, all the culture, including our instruments, our music, our food, our religion, our beliefs, our creeds.
La religión, nuestros credos.
But something survives in the music. Even if we can't know the details, we know that this music carries a history that has to do with Europe, Africa, and the indigenous people of this place, and in some way it still speaks through the music.
Y por eso lo hacemos propio.
That's why we consider these instruments as our own, like the color of our skin. We appropriate the caja, drum, the siku, pan pipes, the erquencho, the erque, horns, like native instruments. We spread them to the world as original instrument from this part of America.
So many things were destroyed, but something was created too.
Claro que sí. Hay una canción donde dice, han destruido todo.
Right, there is a song by Rubén Patagonia that goes, they destroy everything, they conquered everything, they defeated everything, but the color of my skin. This song symbolizes that all these things are ours. These instruments have been passed down the generations, and so has this feeling of making music, of keeping and preserving it.
We've brought this beautiful collection of instruments here. Maybe you can show us what they do.
La copla es la expresión primitiva del hombre.
The copla is the primitive expression of the man from this region. Ever since I can remember, the singing of my elders that I listened to was the copla, and these were sung with or without caja. I mean, with this instrument.
Para cantar las coplas también.
When you sing coplas, you can also accompany yourself with arquencho. Arquencho is an instrument made from cow horn with a little cane attached to a reed that produces a sound. The sound is amplified by the animal horn. It is an instrument that can be heard from long distance. That's why when the local people threw a party at their home, especially during the carnival, they called their neighbors, their friends, from the distance with this instrument, the arquencho, backed by the sound of the caja.
Con el son de la caja. Me han dicho, por eso les vengo a dar. Dale que dale, me han dicho, por eso les vengo a dar. Como tengo por costumbre de no hacerme de rogar. Como tengo por costumbre de no hacerme de rogar. Ven y vidita mi brazo, ven y a mi cama acostate. Ven y vidita mi brazo, ven y a mi cama acostate. Te diré lo que yo siento, después si querís andate. Te diré lo que yo siento, después si querís andate. Esta copla no más canto, después me callo la boca. Esta copla no más canto, después me callo la boca. No quiero encender el fuego por no estar sopla que sopla. No quiero encender el fuego por no estar sopla que sopla.
The sound of the arquencho. I also wanted to say that, beside these instruments, which we consider our own, there are the other instruments that go together with them. For example, the bandoneon, the guitar, and the mandolin were very much played in this region. Because these were so popular, our instruments were relegated, like our religion and foods. For instance, when I went to school, I didn't say that I had had chilcán, misanco. The teacher asked, "What have you had, Thomas?" And I said, "Espagueti, madam." It was the same with the instrument. We didn't sing coplas. We were embarrassed. There was a cultural penetration, very strong cultural politics that came from Europe through Buenos Aires and the curriculum of the classes. In the schools, they didn't teach the cueca, the bailecito, or the traditional rhythms. At school, we had to sing the national anthem, the march to the flag, and we learned the minuet and the pericón, which are dances that come from Spain. The cultural penetration, the extermination, the politics implemented by the conquistadores was so strong that the locals were embarrassed about their own things, their beliefs, their religion, their habits, their worship of the Pachamama, Mother Earth. And there were the priests, the Jesuits, so the conquest was made with the cross, with the sword, and with the rifle.
Con la cruz, la espada y el fusil. Esa es la trilogía que...
durante, o sea, que estas expresiones culturales de los pueblos.
This cultural expression of my people can't be killed. They will never die. So now we proudly play sikus and quenas on the stages of the world.
Tomás, you've lived this transition. You grew up as a person where the local instruments were hidden. You were ashamed to tell your teachers the food that you ate at home and to wear the clothes of your own culture. And now you're presenting that very culture to the world. That's a beautiful story.
Yo soy una pequeñita cosa.
I'm a little thing I'm very proud of. So anywhere I go to sing, I say, it is not Tomás who's singing, but the people of Purmamarca, the people from this region, the people from this place.
Quebradeña, la cholita, para mi linda purmamarqueñita, y mi chita, tan churita, vela y pues linda chascañahuisita, todo un sueño tan bonito, Purmamarca y su pueblito. La ra ira ira, la ra ira ira, iditay linda purmamarqueñita. Oh, oh. Morenita, carita, vela y pues linda purmamarqueñita, alajitos sus ojitos, urpillay dame tu corazoncito, todo un sueño tan bonito, Purmamarca y su pueblito, la ra ira ira. Lara y laira, viritay, linda purmamarqueñita.
So we've come to Humahuaca, even higher into the mountains, and we're going to have a music session with Fortunato Ramos at his restaurant. But the moment we arrived here, everyone insisted that we had to come to the town square to see the mechanical saint who appears at noon. So we're waiting for that to happen. So the bell sounded, the music began, and the wooden doors opened, and out came the saint. In his full, more than life size, very large man. First he raised his right hand, then he raised his left hand with the cross, and his head tilted back skyward. And with that, the hands came down, the doors closed, everyone clapped, the benediction was delivered, just like that, like clockwork.
The song we're about to play is named Taquiña. My name is Fortunato Ramos. A group from Humahuaca is joining me. This is music from the Carnival of the Quebrada. Thank you.
I'm here with a legend of local music, Fortunato Ramos. He's a teacher, a folklorist, an author, a poet, a fantastic accordion player.
Leaning up against the TV in the corner of the room here in Fortunato's restaurant is an instrument the likes of which I've never seen. It's about 9 feet long and seems to be basically a thin pole with a curved tin horn way down at the far end. It's called an erche. Fortunato, what is this?
El instrumento que voy a tocar se llama erche corneta.
The instrument I'm about to play is called erche, cornet or cane, and it is a religious instrument. It is a 3-meter-long cane, and at its end it has a horn, usually made of leather and sometimes tin. The erche is a religious instrument. It must be played during the winter time, because it belongs to the winter. It is thought to attract cold weather, frosts, and cattle plagues if you play during the summer. You can dance with the erche. The erche summons people to the festive seasons, but it also summons people to religious meetings. Because in the Quebrada of Humahuaca, the patron saints of little animals are celebrated with this instrument, especially during the winter time. So I'm going to play this sound of the Quebrada. Typical music, original music.
También de la Quebrada, música propia, música original.
Fortunato Ramos is not only a musician, but an entrepreneur, and he has a restaurant right here in the middle of Humahuaca. It's a white adobe building, and on the walls outside there are a number of coplas written in Spanish. Willie, can you translate a couple of these for us?
Okay, first I will say it in Spanish.
Okay.
To capture the sound.
Good.
Tengo mi chivo sin chiva. Tengo gallina sin gallo. Tengo mi linda montura, pero no tengo caballo. That would mean I have my goat without beard.
Okay.
I have hen without cock.
Okay.
I have my beautiful saddle, but I don't have any horse.
Bueno, nos vamos a despedir.
Well, we're going to say goodbye with the Carnavalito rhythm. This Carnavalito talks about the quebradeño, the person who lives in La Quebrada of Humahuaca. The Quebrada of Humahuaca runs 170 kilometers from north to south. Quebrada is a riverbed. To the east, there is a mountain chain. To the west, there is another mountain chain. Between those two mountain chains, the Rio Grande, big river, runs irrigating small lands that allow growing vegetables, corn, potatoes, quinoa, very nutritious foods which used to replace the proteins from the meat in ancient times because our ancestors were vegetarian. So this is La Quebrada, and this is El Quebradeño, with Tomás Lipán and the young men from Humahuaca.
Carnaval. compadito de mi querer, toda la rueda venga a bailar. Caminos de las cumbres, cumbiando lejos me llevan, carnavalito de mi querer, toda la rueda venga a bailar. Cuando me alcanza la noche, yo hago un fogón donde quiera, carnavalito de mi querer, toda la rueda venga a bailar. Valle de un yarabí, entre charangos se han de ausentar. Eco de hondo sentir, bombos y sueños alegrada. Laira, ira, ira, laira, laira, lara, la, laira, y la, laira. Carnavalito de mi querer, toda la rueda venga a bailar. Lara, ira, ira, laira, laira, lara, la, laira, y la, laira. Carnavalito de mi querer, toda la rueda venga a bailar. Carnavalito de mi querer, toda la rueda venga a bailar, toda la rueda venga a bailar, toda la rueda venga a bailar, toda la rueda venga a bailar.
That was Fortunato Ramos y su conjunto playing festival music of the Humahuaca Canyon. The great thing about recording a musician who owns a restaurant is that you get very well fed after the session. We've just had a fantastic meal of corn on the cob, humitas, empanadas, tamales, and sheepshank stew. Now that we're well fed, we're heading back down the valley to a little town called Tilcara, where we'll meet a young musician of local traditions named Micaela Chauque.
Thank you.
So we've come to the town of Tilcara, and it's the site of the Pucara, which is a fortress dating back to the 11th to 15th century. It's an amazing ruin, really, and it's been preserved quite beautifully amid the cactus. And I'm sitting here with Michela Chauke, and we've just heard the quena, incredible flute playing. Tell us about this song that we just heard.
En la quena,
I have just played a very well-known samba named El Antigal on my quena, which is an end-blown bamboo flute. It was a melody with a simpler structure. What I did is an interpretation of that melody. But this song refers specifically to the Pucará, the ruins nearby. There are two things. On the one side, the tradition, the history of the people on this side, the Antigal, which is a Quechua name for a type of hill. And on the other side, it's me, here, living with the traditional music of my ancestors, but playing it and interpreting it today. The present and the past are mixed.
Michela, next you're going to play for us two coplas with the caja drum. What's the origin of this music? This is more traditional, isn't it?
Sí. Es mucho más tradicional.
Yes, it is much more traditional to play only with the caja, or frame drum, as a percussion instrument and the voice. The coplas that I'm going to sing first are coplas they sing in the valley. In particular, they are sung by the people that use animals, that work with cows and horses in the region of the valleys. This region is different from the Altiplano, and it is also different from the Yunga region, the more green subtropical forest. It is something in between. It's like green hills. There, they sing this kind of coplas. As the countryside people say, this will be the coplas vallistas, coplas from the valley.
Coplas vallistas.
Buenas tardes, buenas noches, señores, ¿cómo le va? En mi pago son alegres y ustedes como dame la luna redonda, dame tu blanco pañuelo, pa bailar esta samba. Desde Tilcara he venido solamente por cantar, cruzando ríos crecidos, casi me espuma y volver.
Coplas are sung in Spanish, but do they come from Spain? Does the form come from Spain, or is it older than that?
En este momento, la copla como la escuchamos ahora,
the coplas, as you hear them now, are a form of coplas with a criollo influence. I mean, they have received the influence of a Spanish literature. If we transcribe what I just sang, there are four verses of 8 syllables each, and this structure is identical to that of the Spanish literary coplas. So here is a connection with our style of singing with the caja. We call it copla because we sing that form of verses. It is a Spanish name for that way of singing. But the only thing we can consider Spanish are the lyrics, the form of the written lyrics.
Lo único que podemos decir que es español es la letra, la forma de la letra.
Con la caja y los palillos, ya sabes a lo que vengo. Con la caja y los palillos, ya sabes a lo que vengo. A divertirme cantando, y ese es el gusto que tengo. Y a divertirme cantando, y ese es el gusto que tengo. Con la caja y los palillos, ya sabes a lo que vengo. Cantando, y ese es el gusto.
Michaela Chaque in a session for World Roots, performing traditional music from the Argentine foothills of the Andes. A lot of this local culture is tied to the tradition of carnivals and the Semana Santa, or Holy Week celebrations. As we've heard over and over again, up here in northwest Argentina, the instruments and traditions of pre-Columbian Andean peoples have fused with the Spanish Catholic traditions of the conquistadors and resulted in these unique local styles. While we've been recording, our musical guide in this area, Tomás Lipán, has turned up with a group of young musicians from right here in Tilcara. They're called Chakra, and now they're going to perform some more local music for us, and I think Tomás is going to introduce it.
Bueno, muy bien. Estando aquí en Tilcara.
Okay, as we are here in Tilcara and having listened to Micaela Chauqué, I'm now with the group of Los Chakras. I appreciate that they will join me to sing this Carnavalito by José María Mercado, the Coya Mercado. It is called Soy de la Puna. I'm from the Puna.
Arriba vengo, soy de la Puna, carita y luna, flor de Amancay. De arriba vengo, soy de la Puna, carita y luna, flor de Amancay. En mis alforjas traigo esperanzas, sueños y penas, palomitay. En mis alforjas traigo esperanzas, sueños y penas, palomitay. De arriba vengo, poncho y vicuña, cantando coplas del carnaval. Y arriba vengo poncho y vicuña, cantando coplas del carnaval. En mi quenita traigo el invierno y en mi acullí con la soledad. En mi quenita traigo el invierno y en mi acullí con la soledad. De arriba vengo y mi yachusca, carita larga, flor del huancar. De la quebrada traigo una cueca y este guainito de mi tolar. De arriba vengo y mi yachusca, carita laja, flor del huancar. De la quebrada traigo una cueca y este guainito de mi tolar. Yachusca, carita laja, flor del huancar. De la quebrada traigo una cueca y este guainito de mi tolar. De arriba vengo y mi yachusca, carita laja, flor del huancar. De la quebrada traigo una cueca y este guainito de mi tolar. La ra y la la, la ra ra y la la, la ra y la la, la 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 y la la. En mi quenita traigo el invierno y en mi acullí con la soledad. De la quebrada traigo una cueca y este guainito de mi tolar. 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 Y este guainito de mi tolar.
Vamos a tocar una marcha.
Next, we are going to play a march called Santa Rosa. It is music played for walking along during the processions to the Virgin or saints. And we also are going to play a diana or wake-up call named Zacatripa. The diana is played early in the morning at the church door to call people to church, to mass, to the procession. So, we will begin with the march and then we will play the diana.
Con la marcha y después tocamos la diana.
Thank you.
Vamos a tocar clásico de los carnavales.
Now we are going to play a classic from the carnival of this area with an instrument called anata or tarka, which is a square and blow flute. It is played in groups called anateros, who cheer up the people as they exhume the devil effigy from the ground at the start of the carnival. The anateros come playing, and the devil is happily jumping to the sound of the cajas, bombos, as snare drums. And the chinitas, the little girls, and the changos, the little boys, never stop dancing.
Tengo mi caballo para poder ir a verte. Estoy contento con mi suerte. Estoy contento con mi suerte. Porque tengo mi caballo para poder ir a verte. Mía, porque tengo mi cuadrilla alegre todito el día. Estoy contento, vida mía. Estoy contento, vida mía. Porque tengo mi cuadrilla alegre todito el día. Se ha muerto mi suegra, esa vieja condenada. Estoy contento con mi suerte. Estoy contento con mi suerte. Porque se ha muerto mi suegra, esa vieja condenada.
Dusk is falling in Tilcara, and we're in the van headed home. And we've just bought World Roots its own charango. And the guys on the bus are going to play us a song.
So we've traveled south from Tilcara, charango in hand, for our last stop in this World Roots tour of Northwest Argentina, to the city of Salta, nicknamed La Linda, or the Beautiful. We've heard a lot about coplas, the couplet vocal form that arrived in Latin America with the Spanish, and everyone said we can't leave the Northwest without tracking down a larger-than-life copla singer named Bagualero Vázquez.
Mi caballo se emborracha cuando llega el carnaval, y es cuando yo me la dejo para poderlo equilibrar. Mi caballo se emborracha cuando llega el carnaval. Y es cuando yo me la dejo pa' poder equilibrar. Alegrar. Vaya te cap. vayate.
Last week, we explored the world of tango in the very European urban environment of Buenos Aires. And today, we've gone north into the foothills of the Andes to experience a completely different encounter of European and local indigenous cultures. These two worlds could not contrast more strikingly, and yet they are only two relatively small parts of this vast country. Argentina is truly a musical universe, and for all the variety we've heard, there's much, much more.
Los gallos cantan al alba, yo canto al amanecer. Los gallos cantan al alba, yo canto al amanecer. Ellos cantan porque saben, yo canto para aprender. Ellos cantan porque saben, yo canto para aprender.
Aguilero Vasquez leading a carnival copla to end this week's World Roots. And that, like all the music in today's program, was recorded on location in Argentina earlier this year. And if you'd like full information on the music and indeed photographs of the trip, you can head for the World Roots pages on the Radio 3 website. And look out in the new year for the next instalments of that Argentine journey. World Roots was presented by Banning Air and produced by Peter Meanwell. And next week, Lucy Duran presents music recorded at this year's WOMAD Festival.
Performance on Three brings you another brilliant youth orchestra from Venezuela's highly successful programme, El Sistema. The musicians of the Teresa Carreño Youth Orchestra are on their first international tour, and we're at their final date in London's Royal Festival Hall to hear them play Bernstein, Copland, Tchaikovsky and Chavez. The young players should give that programme plenty of Venezuelan fire and passion, conducted by a protégé of El Sistema, Cristian Vasquez. Join us for Monday night's Performance on 3 from 7 here on BBC Radio 3.
And now, Alan Shipton considers the finest recordings of a British trumpeter who died this year. It's Jazz Library.
The sound of a trumpeter who's the subject of today's Jazz Library. Harry Beckett died earlier this year, but he was a great fixture on the British jazz scene. And to talk about his very varied career, I'm joined by Chris Batchelor. Chris, welcome to Jazz Library. And perhaps we can start by just thinking about Harry and what an enormous role he played. I mean, you're a trumpeter yourself. What was it about Harry that all of you admired and looked up to?
Well, I think he was completely individual. You can't really say Harry's definitely coming out of Miles or definitely coming out of Dizzy Gillespie. It's a very individual style, very lyrical, beautiful kind of melodic gift. And also his time, his groove, whatever music he was playing, is very sure-footed rhythmically.
Along with that lyricism and the ability to play beautifully inside the chordal structure, Harry's somebody who could go outside with great abandon, and he had a particularly sort of crackly tone. It's very hard to describe in words, but there was nothing like it.
Mm. Well, he played very quietly and so was often very close mic'd in recordings, and this meant that it's a very grainy sound and you can really hear all the detail in the sound. I mean, there's some very interesting intervallic ideas, that changes direction a lot and some very unexpected twists and turns in what he plays.
We've just heard Harry playing in duo with Django Bates, and in a moment we're going to hear him in the West African Rhythm Brothers with Ambrose Campbell on voice and percussion, a band that Harry played with briefly in the early 50s. But before that, I thought it might be fun to hear just a little of Harry's voice, that very individual delivery. He arrived here from Barbados and found it very tough to get work, and it was Alexis Corner, who happened to live in the same building as his friend Dave Wilkins, who gave him his first job.
It all came together with Alexis Corner remembering who I was, employing me at this television series on trumpet. Musicians were in the West End quite a lot, because sitting up in your home was no good. There's this artistry situation and the West End. And all of these people, they're meeting in this coffee place at night. And I was a youngster, gaining knowledge. I was taken around to see these people by a friend of mine, a West African guy, Ambrose Campbell. And we saw this. You remember Ambrose Campbell?
I never met him.
You heard the name? Mm. So he took me around to these places. And this coffee place, the guys used to leave their instruments there. These great musicians, that was their office kind of thing. This guy would take calls for them. Everyone was trying to find a way to make it in the business, to get a gig, because gigs were not frequent during those days.
The voice of the late Harry Beckett, looking back at the days when you got your work by sitting in a cafe in Archer Street and waiting for the phone to ring. Chris, let's talk a little about this band with Ambrose Campbell, because it sounds from that clip as if Ambrose was the man who did a lot to get Harry engaged with the professional music scene.
Yeah, I think they had a long-standing residency at the Abalabi Club in Berwick Street, and apparently lots of jazz musicians would drop in there, because it was very austere at this time. It was still rationing in London, and this was kind of some way to go and escape from all that, this slightly hedonistic club in Soho. At that point, you can hear the style, Harry's style, this kind of perpetual motion, his rhythmic style, and long notes that kind of push against the harmony.
Fajọ bi be yi o ni ra de si wa ise bere omo lo ma ndi baba omo do lo ndoka edumare je ko mo wa le to baba ki won ma ma de laujo gbogbo aye ma fe mo bi nigeria ba to ruko won je gbogbo aye ma fe mo bi nigeria ba to ruko won je a won ri ranwo omo lo ma ndi baba omo do lo ndoka aha edumare je ko mo wa le do baba ki won ma ma te lawujo aha
Mofia Jobe Seyin by the West African Rhythm Brothers, Ambrose Campbell's band from the early 1950s on the double LP from Honest John's, the final issue, London is the Place to Be. I think the next band we're going to hear with Graham Collier was the one that really put Harry on the map. Suddenly seemed to burst on the scene with Graham Collier with a totally distinctive voice that, albeit Londoners might have heard playing with Ambrose and other bands, but he was a revelation with Graham Collier.
That's right, and he was very much featured in the band. I think as the band was billed as the Graham Collier Group, featuring Harry Beckett. And you can hear now the sound, really better recordings as well, and the sound of the flugelhorn particularly. He plays flugel quite exclusively on one of the records, I think. But his flugelhorn playing and this beautiful sound, this grainy sound, close mic'd. And also Graham made space for him to play completely unaccompanied. There are these unaccompanied cadenzas, and you really get the sense of Harry's ideas and the beautiful sound that he makes.
You've opted for Songs for My Father, which I think makes sense because it's sort of in the middle of Graham's continuum from very structured to very free, and it absolutely demonstrates that kind of freedom and space that he gave to Harry.
Yeah, that's right. You know, this was another one of his gifts, really, is that I think writers loved using Harry because he would just provide such strong thematic material in his improvising. It was almost like an addition to the composition, the way that he played. Thank you.
Song 6 from Songs for My Father, from the BGO double CD collection, which also includes Down Another Road and Mosaics. That's the Graham Collier music in the very late 1960s. We're going to stick with two members of that band, as well as Harry, the drummer John Webb and pianist John Taylor, for an album which has really become quite a collector's piece called Flare Up, which featured Harry. I don't know if this was his first album, but it's certainly the first significant Harry Beckett album.
Yeah, I think this is when he really came into his own as a writer and as a bandleader. Fantastic record, great rhythm section, Chris Lawrence on bass as well, and great writing and very exuberant playing on this record.
One of the things I like about it is the way that in the last one we heard Bob Sider and Alan Wakeman creating great reed textures behind that very sort of lyrical side of Harry. Here you've got the opposite in a sense. You've got probably the three most aggressive saxophonists of the time who collectively were SOS, John Sermon, Mike Osborne and Alan Skidmore. And they really boot along behind Harry. They give it not so much texture as just urgency.
Yeah, but I think Harry was always a very urgent player in rhythmically.